Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. The art of solo travel, grounding and direction. Friendship cross borders. Yolandi came to spend a few days with me at the Airbnb in Durban to help me pull me out of my rut. I met Yolandi the first time I came to South Africa, back in 2015. I had been accepted to do a six-month internship at an NGO in a small town called Pietermaritzburg, almost an hour away from Durban. Yolandi was one of the many young, impressive adults carrying the organization. She took me into her heart from day one. Today, she empowers women and men to break gender norms through her DIY, do-it-yourself YouTube channel. Her slogan, Power Tools Has No Gender, inspires people daily to create everything from their own furniture to whole home renovations. If you want a teacher, you should definitely check out her YouTube channel. When we first met in October 2015, Yolandi took one look at me as I stepped out of the taxi and said, you and I, we're gonna be friends. And so it was. When she looked at me now, 7 years later, she just shook her head and said, hi, sis, and gave me the biggest hug she could muster. To spend 3 days with somebody who truly knows me felt like a blessing. We worked and gossiped during the days and spoiled ourselves by going to Florida Road for dinner in the evenings. Florida Road is a very cozy restaurant and bar street in Durban. Some places are a bit more expensive, but it has a really nice vibe. It is a good environment for heart-to-hearts. Bachata in Durban. One of our evenings together, I managed to get in contact with a small local dance school that was holding beginner salsa and bachata classes. I'm no beginner, but I long to dance so bad. Yolandi, who has never taken a dance class in her life, to my surprise said that she would love to go. I shouldn't have been surprised, as she to this day has never said anything but yes to my ideas. I love that about her. I think we laughed more than I have in weeks during those 3 hours on the dance floor. What a feeling. The dance school is called Pa Mi Corazon and is led by bachata dancer Fahim. If you're in Durban and want to enter a loving and open dance family, I would warmly recommend messaging them on Instagram to see when they have their classes and socials. Fahim asked me if I was going to the Mother City Dance Festival in Cape Town later this month. I certainly am now that you told me. It felt like an answer to my prayers. A dance festival. An opportunity to just emerge into body and music for a whole week. Thank you, Lord. How to travel authentically. When Yolandi left, I realized she had anchored me. Being mirrored by somebody that loves you can have that effect. But now I needed to be my own anchor. The dance festival in Cape Town has given me a new direction, but it is not the same thing as being grounded. What do I need to do to anchor myself? When I started this journey, I thought it was going to be a shared experience. Since that plan fell apart, I am left with a desire to, in some way, share this experience. The very idea of writing a blog started right here. I feel it's ironic that I am once again a tourist in this country when I promised myself last time I was here, pre-pandemic, to never be a tourist in this country again. Not because I don't want to be here in South Africa, but because it's unbearably lonely to be on the outside of a context that you once used to be a part of. I long for community and context. As a tourist, my feeling is that you're always on the outside of the real life of a country. How can I travel without getting stuck in the tourist bubble? Are there ways to travel that allows for genuine connections and context? An old dream of traveling Africa by bus has started resurfacing, but I am unsure how I can align that with my desire to be part of something. All right, guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.